Hallelujah.
Come on, raise your voice.
Hallelujah.
We will sing.
We will sing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we lift our voices and we cry. We bow our knees and we lay. You are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. Come on, lift up your hands all over the building. Oh, you are Lord. We worship you, bow down. We worship, we bow down. We worship, we bow down. We cast the crown before you tonight. We say you are Lord of Lords. We cast the crown before you. And we say you are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed, but alive in your hands. Oh, we sing in
majesty.
Oh, we sing in
majesty.
Hey, forever,
forever I am changed.
That's made us new, Jesus. We are alive in your hands.
above other building. Worthy is your name, Jesus.
Come on.
You deserve the praise.
Let me hear your voice. Come on, lift up your hands and sing.
I'll be worshiping, worshiping.
Oh, I love the day,
all of the days of my life. I'll be worshiping all of the days of my life.
Be lifted high.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We lift up our hearts. Breathe
upon me.
Breath of God. Breathe upon me. Spirit of the Lord. As I lift my hands in surrender to your name, Musa, yeah, I'm yielding to your spirit. Yes, Lord, as I walk. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore you, Lord. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore you, Lord. Jesus, I adore. In your holy name. Breathe upon me. Breath of God, come read up on me, Spirit of the Lord. love you because you first loved us. We just came to bless your holy name, to lift you up and to exalt you. Be exalted in our midst, Lord. As we have come, let your word have place in our hearts. Speak your word, breathe upon us by your word, Lord. Do a miracle in our lives. We honor you this night. We offer up our lives unto you. Father, we ask. Use us for your own glory. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Can I hear you shout a big amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Just welcome somebody. Welcome somebody with a wave. Welcome somebody with a wave. Wow. We give God praise. Just take your seats. Thank God for the life of every one of you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Tonight, I want to share some teaching. I'm still on the life of power. The life of power is one of the evidence or one of the showing forth of a believer. And I'm talking about just one area, the life of power that is exhibited through our mouth. There are various areas. Is that Vivian Zorosa? Okay. The life of power exhibited through our speaking, our prayer, our talking. And we said that a believer who keeps quiet will always be dominated by the world. You must say something. And we talked about many things. I don't want to go back. But last Sunday we spoke about what is it? Speaking in tongues. What was the title? Is it speaking in tongues or what? Yeah, speaking in tongues. We spoke about speaking in tongues. And I want to do a little bit of teaching on that. Speaking in tongues. One of the things we are realizing as pastors is that it's gradually becoming something, you know. I remember those days in the 80s and in the late 70s when a revival broke up in Ghana. And that's where all these founders of charismatic churches were born. And very powerful men of God today. Some are in the Presby Church even. And Methodist Church and so on and so forth. Anglican Church, I believe. Because we used to have one chaplain, Anglican Church chaplain. Hey, my goodness. I don't know what tongues. Was Shane Kasok, you know what tongues are. And he was doing a master's program in tech. But you can't take that guy for granted. Or Shane Kasok, you know what tongues are. And I know that there is another Anglican priest right now who was the president of IACF. I was his secretary after passation. He's also and that guy too is another tongue speaking guy. So we have them now everywhere. But unfortunately, the church today, especially the charismatic church, we are downplaying the power of tongues. I remember years ago, you would go to the universities and Legon, they have what they call the gardens, all right? And then you go to Tech, we have what we call bamboos. And you go there and see people sitting down and all they are doing is speaking in tongues. Now, somebody may say, well, but what was it? I can tell you that it was the result. It was out of that a lot of these men of God were brought out. God listened to our cry in these many things, and so we dominate an area with tongues. We dominate an area with tongues. I remember when we went to Wa to preach. When I went to Wa to preach, those days there were no charismatic churches, and I come from there, and I can tell you that. Don't get surprised. And I attended school there. Even in my secondary school days, I go there. My university times, I go there. Up to the time I was going, there was no charismatic church. And so we have to start this Buruga tongues. And we have to believe God for it. But today, the effect of it is that many of those superstitions that used to hold people are broken somehow. I mean, they just vanish. So recently I asked someone, I said, so where are all those things? They said, they don't know where they are. Do people believe in them again? Yeah, some believe in them, but not all. A number of people have forgotten it. And that is because when we speak in tongues, we dominate the area. So my purpose is to encourage us as a believers that please don't let tongue speaking become something small in your life. Speak in tongues. So today I want to talk to you about the mystery of speaking in tongues. You see, the Bible says it's a mystery. I want to just open your eyes and show you why, how that mystery is. It's a mystery. Okay? You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, we read it on Sunday. The verse 2 says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. How be it, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. In the spirit, he speaks mysteries. He speaks powerful truths that are hidden. Powerful things that are hidden in the spirit. So it's not a physical thing. In the spirit, nobody understands you, but you are speaking mysteries. And I want to explain to you some of the mysteries about tongues. So let me read my opening scripture, which is Romans chapter 8, the verse 26 to 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself, or himself, makes intercessions for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. The verse 27 says, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. That means it is God who searches the heart. God is the one who searches heart. He knows the mind of the Spirit because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. This is one of the mysteries. Powerful mystery in this place. That the Holy Ghost makes intercessions for us with groanings or with words that cannot be uttered. It cannot be uttered. That means there are words that cannot be, I look for another translation and they gave me a powerful meaning, a powerful way of putting it. But these are not understandable words. They are not words you can understand with your physical mind. So when somebody is speaking in tongues, they are Holy Ghost uttered words that cannot be understood by men. You cannot. And you know, we read the other day in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where it tells us the two kinds of tongues you can have. Sometimes Christians get confused. Why is it that on the day of Pentecost, everybody understood them? But why? But when you go there, it says, there are two kinds of, though I speak with the tongues of men and tongues of angels. So you can be speaking with tongues of men and tongues of angels. Now, when it's a tongue of men, it means it is a language on earth. Somebody can understand it. But most of the times, what I notice about believers is that when we are speaking in tongues, they are mixed. Tongues of angels and tongues of... One word may come out, which is like the guy who was praying, and then somebody says, my bread. My bread. So somebody said, oh, the guy is shouting and saying, my bread, my yah, my bread, my yah, my bread. But if the guy is not a... If that person is not an account speaking, and he's saying Maya Mabre, so you are hearing in Maya Mabre, but it could be in another language something else, because there are words in other languages that mean something else in another language. All right. So all I'm trying to let you understand that the language of tongues is not a language men will understand, except where it is a language of or tongues of men. But the Bible says it, groanings that cannot be uttered. Sometimes you can see somebody, you know, and I've heard that confusion also, that people think that anytime somebody is speaking, you should be making audible sounds. But there are people, when they get into the spirit, you think they are in labor pains. And somebody sitting always about we are we as anything. But people, you don't have to underrate those things. When people get into some point, sometimes you don't even hear words. All you hear is groanings. You hear them groaning. You hear them making some noise from within. And they are deeply in the spirit. But the important thing we have to understand. Let me do something to my this thing, because I think I didn't change something. So it may be going off, and I have to be looking for it. Good. So the important thing is that it is the Spirit who is interceding for us with groanings. That is one of the mysteries. He intercedes for us with groanings. He intercedes not only for you, but even sometimes for other people. You know, most of the times we don't understand that you can be praying. If you are praying with your mind, selfishness, problem, you'll be talking about what you know about yourself. Enemy here, father. Enemy ba, enemy, enemy kunu, enemy yere, enemy dad. I don't have money. You know, you can stay on that for hours. But when you go into tongues, that's where the Bible says you pray according to the will of God. It's not about you. It's not about you. You pray according to the will of God. Before you realize you are talking about something that matters most. But someone says, well, but I have a problem. Why should I do that? That is what God wants you to. Your prayer will do things. Am I talking to somebody? So one of the things you will realize quickly in this is that a language that we are praying with is a language of the Spirit. Can you imagine? The mystery is that you are a human being, but the language of the Spirit, or the language in the Spirit, is what you are speaking. So you are not speaking anything. It's a language in the Spirit. Whatever you are, it's a language in the Spirit. A physical human being who is speaking another language in the Spirit. It means that what the Bible says is that he's speaking a language which in the spirit realm they understand. So you are here and in the spirit realm, you are speaking a language people understand. That's the mystery. Physical man like you are standing here, weak, sometimes even sick. You are lying on the bed. Everybody is taking you for granted because you don't have any person. But can you imagine that you alone can open your mouth and in another way, you are in the spirit realm doing things and speaking languages where the most powerful people on earth can never get to. That is why a Christian is one of the most privileged person living on earth. I thought you would clap. You didn't understand it. Oh, one of the most privileged and most powerful persons walking on this earth are believers. The next moment, you are dealing with spiritual realms. The next moment, you are on earth. You may be on earth and you are even weak and people are taking you for granted. But the next moment you turn, the moment you just turn in tongues, you are also in the spirit realm dealing with things which they cannot handle. You know, if governments and unbelievers know what sometimes our prayers are doing for them, especially in this time of coronavirus, they will stop disturbing us and rather thank us. And I know most of you pray in tongues. You will never know what you are praying about. But in the spirit realm, we are dealing with these kind of things. No. Every virus and anything you see, there is a spirit behind. There's a spirit behind. Something can go wrong now, and a spirit will take it and worsen it. Me, I've just come to conclude that this thing, Satan has decided to hijack it. Whether it was made or it was cultured or it was by mistake, but Satan to offer. And ODD is some money to punish the world. Amen. But we are, the moment you open your mouth, we are there. The other thing that this thing gives us, or the mystery you can see, which is an advantage to us, is that when you are praying as a Christian, you don't even know what to pray. But like I said, sometimes you get up and you think, oh, my problem is my leg. It may not be your leg. So you don't even know what to pray. We always pretend that we know what to pray. And today I want to say something and share some few things to you. You see, When you think you know what to pray about, you are making a mistake. Hey, this thing, I think it is this. Let me pray about it. You may make the biggest mistake in your life. For we don't know what to pray. What to pray and how to pray. They are two different things. What to pray? What are we praying about? What is the reason for this prayer? Or what is the cause for this prayer? And, well, it does not mean that you shouldn't pray with some reason. It doesn't mean. But we are only telling you that when you are in tongues, you deal with real reasons. And you deal with real prayer. All right? So, somebody say, well, Pastor, so if I notice that my head is aching me, can't I just pray and say, Lord, take care of this headache? That's not what we are saying. We are not saying you shouldn't say it. But we are saying that many times, our interpretation of what we should pray for is wrong. But in the spirit, what to pray for, the Holy Ghost knows it. So when you lift up your voice in tongues, the Holy Ghost goes to the right thing and leads to prayer. So that's one of the things that we get to. He goes to that place and deals with it. I remember when I got born again and I was in Obuasi, I received Holy Ghost baptism. There was a lady who also, they were fantis, but they were there dealing in gold. Their father had built a big house where they were all living there. Then the youngest guy became a believer. He went and married the lady and brought to the house. But they were living with their stepmom. No, the stepmom was a witch. So he won't allow this lady to deliver. Connie, you have heard me share this testimony several times. He won't allow this. That was the first time I saw how tongues could do. This girl got born again with a husband, received Holy Ghost baptism, went into their room, and they started praying every morning. The third day they were praying, this woman got up from nowhere, ran and broke their door and entered. So mujina jame, wa bumi sahade, ade, wa bumi sami miyade. So mujiwa di ne jame and ran out. So these boys were confused. They didn't know what was happening. So finally they had to tell their dad, who was one of the big gold dealers in the place. They told the man. The man too got up, a very staunch Methodist man. Got up and said, no, the way you went and did, you have to explain. And this woman now had to be called. And she now had to explain that this was what was happening. Oh, immediately they packed her things and said she should go away. But the lady got her liberty and she delivered. So you see, it's not everything you can use medical. But so we don't know what to pray. That's one. In tongues, we know what to pray. The Holy Ghost knows what to pray. That is why a believer should make tongues part of your prayer. No matter the reasons you are praying, add tongues. Even if you raise your own prayer topics and finish, add tongues. Because the tongues will take you to the real place. Am I talking to somebody? Then we don't also know how to pray. The words to pray. Oh, that one, the words. Would be bought by a crown. Now we are waiting. Why wouldn't say waiting? I said, I can't wait. But in tongues, there is no waiting. There is nothing like waiting. There's nothing like in tongues. I made a mistake. But how many of you know that sometimes when you are praying in English, you can even make a mistake? Yeah, you are praying, Lord. You want to say, Lord, take your glory. Say, Lord, I take your glory. 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 And you are praying like that I'm going about. How can you take God's glory? But onyaminu say wanu na fun. But in tongues, the words and the right words to speak about the things is given in tongues. So the Bible says that the Holy Ghost helps our infirmity of not knowing what and not knowing how. That is why it's an advantage for the believer to speak in tongues. It's a mystery. It's an advantage. It's an advantage. The appropriate words. How we ought to pray. Amen. Now let me tell you some of the things that praying in tongues will do for you. Now let me explain this thing first. When I was talking about and I spoke about the fact that the hows and what. Let me explain this. Sometimes when you are praying in tongues, I think I'll come to that. Let me not jump it. I'll come to that because when I come to deal with something, I'll come to that. But But ye, beloved, Jude 20, but ye, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. So, tongues is praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is praying with you. When you pray, can you imagine the Holy Ghost praying with you? The Holy Ghost, who is God, the third person of God, knows all things and he's praying with you. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Once you enter into it, the Holy Ghost takes over. And so, it's a very powerful thing. He helps us. Holy Ghost comes to help us. Whenever you switch to tongues, the Holy Ghost is helping you to pray. That's one. Number two, he takes over to intercede for you. Takes over to intercede. The whole of heaven begins to intercede through the Holy Ghost for you. And the three, your prayer is direct to God. He that prays in tongues speaks not unto men, but unto God. Now, he speaks not unto men, but unto God. You are speaking directly to God. That is why, listen, when we are all praying in tongues, and for those who are sitting there saying the way we are all praying in tongues, so how is God hearing? It's their problem. They don't understand. They think God is like a man. When we speak in tongues, we speak unto God, not unto men. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the verse 2. We speak unto God, not unto men. Men are not supposed to understand. So, praying in tongues takes your prayer direct to God. There's no misfiring. The Holy Ghost is involved. So, it's going. So, we speak in tongues. So don't allow people to question why you keep speaking in tongues. One of the problems I remember in the early days of speaking teachings of tongues is people used to think that when you are speaking in tongues, all of you are speaking in tongues in the church like that. Well, then I said, what is your problem about it? But it used to create a confusion. When Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, in fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 talks about tongues, tongue speaking. The gift of tongues speaking, we can see it in Acts, how it happened. But 1 Corinthians chapter 14 talks a lot about tongue speaking. But then 1 Corinthians chapter 14 is actually comparing, part of it is comparing tongue speaking and prophecy or prophesying, all right, which are all spiritual gifts. So 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the verse 1 says, I would that ye all speak with tongues. He's giving me something else. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gift, but rather that ye may prophesy. So he's comparing two things. I'll come to that. But when I was talking was that when Paul was writing and got to a place and he talked about speaking in tongues, he says, I speak in tongues more than all of you. I think verse 17 or 18. I thank God, 18. I thank my God that I speak with tongues more than ye all. So Paul is saying, I speak in tongues. Now, look at the verse 19. This is where confusion was. People were easy. Yet in the church, I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding that by my voice I might teach others also than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Now, this is where confusion used to breed. How many of you have read this and you were confused? I know some of you, whether you are confused, you will not raise your hand. But you know what? This is where the confusion used to be. That Paul says in the church, we shouldn't speak in tongues. That's not what he said. That's not what he said. Yet in the church, I had rather... The word rather there is comparing something. Rather speak 5 words with my understanding that by my voice I might teach others also
than 10,000 words. So when I come to church, for example, now Mike has been given to me. I'm supposed to teach you. Then you are sitting in a sash, shikara karama ni sikriye toko. Shankurun tiki masakalari aribudikota. Bingo, 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 bingo. Am I teaching you? I'm not. So he's saying, when I'm dealing with the church, that's what I do. So he said, prophecy, therefore, is when you are encouraging people. So he said, if you speak in tongues to the people, you have not edified them. But we have also known that tongues is unto God. So that's why he said, I speak in tongues more than all of you, because when I'm speaking, I speak to God. But when you come to the church and I have to minister to the church, I don't minister to them in tongues. So you get it. So when we are praying, we are not ministering to ourselves, we are ministering to God. We can all pray in tongues. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So when we are praying in church, it's not a ministry. If somebody wants to prophesy, that's why he said, he that speaks in tongues and does not interpret is less than the one who prophesies. And he's talking about teaching people. So if both of us have come to church and God gives me a prophecy and I start it in tongues, that's a prophecy. That's a tongue. If I don't interpret it and it is supposed to be for the people, what does that mean? This one is not unto God. God is giving you a message for the people. You are speaking in tongues. That is why in prophecy, when people speak in tongues and they interpret, then they are the same. Get me that scripture that says that he that prophesies is higher than the one who speaks in tongues. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. No, that's not where I want. This one is far back. Get it to me. I'm trying to. Go to. Give me 5. Verse 5. I would that ye all speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesy. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaks in tongues. Except he does what? Interpret. That the church may what? So, he's talking about ministering to the body. He's not talking about when we are praying to God. He's talking about when we are ministering to the body. Now, get this. He that prophesies, whoever gets up to prophesy says, Mema, nyamisi minkanchira mu se, wo shiramo. People understand it, so they are edified. They are encouraged. Then somebody who come and say, Shantaya, haporiya kapasei, dindaya akata. So he says, the one who prophesied is what? Greater. But look at the word. He said, except he does what? So if I spoke in tongues and I interpreted, then the one who prophesied is not greater than me. We are the same. And in many people who prophesy today, they speak in tongues and they interpret. Many times in this church, when you see people prophesying and interpreting, Martha is here. Martha will even add weeping and interpret it. And interpret it. So, most people will interpret. So, we have to understand. I'm just trying to let you understand that this does not mean you should not speak in tongues. That's all I'm trying to understand. So, I'm teaching you to understand that this does not mean so. It only means when you come to church and you have to minister to somebody, don't minister to him. I remember Calvary Road, many, many years ago, they came to Tech to do a program. So when they arrived in the bus, then they were removing their bag, and then they all started speaking in tongues. Shakara, badabadia, badabadia, removing their bag. Hey! Those days, we had these Orthodox church members who had become born again and had received the Holy Ghost baptism, and they also speak in tongues. They said this is one of the abuse. The following day, somebody wrote more than 95 theses, put them on all the notice boards, blasting them blasphemy. And these were the scriptures he was quoting. So what they were doing, what was it? What was the understanding? Who were they talking to? How can they be talking to themselves in tongues? Meanwhile, they didn't tell you they're talking to them. They have landed, they entered the campus because they are coming for crusade. They entered there with tongues. They are removing their bag with tongues. Have they told you they are talking to you? So another person, I remember, who also believed in that, also had to go and write counter theses and put them on all the notice boards. The confusion was too much just around this. So I knew people who were speaking in tongues, but they would never speak tongues outside. Even as I talk to you now, there are people who believe in this so much that they don't speak tongues. You never know when they speak tongues. One day, pastor should ask me, so this man, does he speak in tongues? And he was a certain high man, one of our friends. When we are praying, you will never hear him. So one day, pastor should ask me, does he speak in tongues? I said, Abochi, he speaks in tongues. I have heard him speak in tongues. He said, no, people believe he doesn't speak in tongues. I said, he speaks in tongues. But he's buried his head with some of these interpretations. So this does not mean you should not speak in tongues. Tongues is Holy Ghost helping you. It's Holy Ghost praying with you. Praying with you according to God's will. Can you imagine this? That's the most powerful mystery about it. You have opened your mouth on here, but you are praying according to God's will. God's will. That means, James chapter 4, the verse 3 tells us that ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. You ask amiss. You ask and you don't receive because you ask amiss. But when you are praying in tongues, you pray according to the will of God, because the Holy Ghost knows the will of God, and he that searches the heart knows that the Holy Ghost is praying according to the will of God, and so you don't miss. You don't miss. Amen. You cannot pray in tongues and miss. No, you can't pray in tongues and miss. Amen. Can't pray in tongues and miss, because the Holy Ghost is praying according to the will of God. You can't pray in tongues and miss. And so you can't ask and miss. Hallelujah. It also builds you up. That's another thing. When you are speaking in tongues, it builds you up. Jude 20. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Build up yourself upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So it builds you up. It makes you grow stronger. Listen, pray in tongues more, you will grow stronger. Can I hear someone say amen to that? Pastor Sasu, you are welcome. And Pastor Tony. When you were coming, I couldn't identify you because of this nose mask. Amen. So praying in tongues builds you up. So that's the mystery of it. Now, the reason we are saying this is that we want to become powerful in our mouth. The life of power is in the mouth of the believer. And so praying in tongues is one. Dominate your world. It builds you up. Listen, we don't care. Don't be too concerned about witches in your area. Pray in tongues. You become more powerful than them. They will advise themselves. I used to tell my wife something. Those days when we were in war, when we enter some place and we go to some place and some things are there, my wife would say, hey, look at these things. I said, oh, leave them precious. They will advise themselves. We are not the one going to move. They will move. You can evict people from your environment by your tongues. They will advise themselves and leave. Hallelujah. So, praying in tongues, it builds you up. And it also ministers to you by revelation. Let me stay here a bit. Ministers to you by revelation. Now, when you are maturing and you are growing and building up yourself in tongues, you will build yourself up by revelation. You see, last Sunday, I spoke to you about speaking in tongues. Of course, the previous week, we talked about tongues of fire, okay? And then we came to speaking in tongues and all that. And I gave you the benefits of speaking in tongues. What I'm talking to you now was not a topic I was going to handle. There was something I want to handle. I may handle that on Sunday. But I was praying yesterday in the morning. I was praying in the morning. I was speaking in tongues, walking around in my bedroom. And God downloaded this into my heart. The mystery of tongues. When you are praying in tongues, one of the greatest things it does to you, you begin to get the revelation of what is going on. So a Christian must build himself up. That's why don't be, what word do I want to use? Pray more in tongues. You will build yourself up. Number one, you'll be dealing with things you don't know. You'll be dealing with what you are praying about well. You will know the words to use to get it, because in tongues you won't miss. I'm not saying don't pray in. Paul says, I will pray with my spirit and I'll pray. I'm coming to explain that. But you see, I'll pray with my spirit and I'll pray in tongues. When you look at the context of that thing he was talking about the fact that in certain kinds of places, you need to speak in English, like the way we said. If you are ministering to people, speak in English. You don't minister to people with tongues. We just explained that one, so I won't go there. But another way of it is the reception of revelation by you yourself. When you grow in your speaking in tongues, you'll be speaking in tongues and the interpretation will be into your own spirit. You begin to get it. How do people who prophesy in tongues and interpret, how do they get it? So somebody got up. He wants to prophesy. He begins with speaking in tongues. Then he speaks in tongues. After a while, he goes into English to interpret what he has said. How do they get it? That is because in your spirit, your own human spirit and the Holy Ghost are connected. And so when the Holy Ghost is downloading the thing through you, your spirit will get the interpretation of what it is. So in many times, when you even get up and you are praying in tongues, and this is why I want to correct this. Because I was telling you guys that when you are praying in tongues, you pray. You miss, you use the right words. Okay? And I also said that you cannot miss. I'm not saying when you are praying in English, you will miss. It depends on what you are, where you are coming from. But many times when you are praying in tongues and the interpretation comes to you, you will hit it in English. You know, sometimes you are praying in tongues and you believe that you are praying about something. You are praying in tongues and all of a sudden, the prayer language changes into English on something else. Most likely, sometimes 80% most likely is that your spirit caught the revelation, and that's what has come out through your words. So when you are praying, take note of the things that come out and you see. Write them. Don't play with them. Many people play with things. Don't play with them. So I'm praying in tongues, but what is hitting me and coming out, you write it, because it is most likely the things you are dealing with in the spirit. Because your spirit and the Holy Ghost are connected inside. So if the Holy Ghost is dealing with things, your spirit will become aware of it. So, though we are saying when you pray in tongues, you don't miss, there are times when the Holy Ghost gives you the things and you are praying also in the English or in the whatever known language. You are not missing because you got it straight from the Holy Ghost. Amen? And it produces results. It produces results. It produces results. I'm telling you, it produces results. Recently, I was praying in the morning, walking around and praying in my bedroom. I was just praying in tongues. And then something dropped into my heart, and I began to speak about it. And I just was talking about it. The following day, I don't want to mention it because I don't need to. The following day, what I was praying about came to me. So it meant that the Holy Ghost was dealing with it, and that's what I caught. The following day it happened. And this thing has never happened once. It has become a constant thing in my life. It has become a constant thing in my life. Because when you pray in tongues, the Holy Ghost connects it. He takes the thing and moves it. And then your spirit will catch up the thing. And sometimes when it catches up, before you realize you are speaking in English or speaking in your known language, and you are hitting those things and hitting those things and hitting those things, you are hitting right because the Holy Ghost has revealed. That is how we get the revelation and the interpretation in ourselves. And so it is easy to prophesy. That's why the Bible said, he that speaks in tongues must also pray that he does what? He interprets. It means you can interpret your tongue if it is a message unto the church. Now, there are cases where I have seen this. Somebody lifts up his voice in one corner of the building, speaks in tongues, and when he stops, another person lifts up his voice in another corner and interprets the tongues. It happens. It's so wonderful when you see it happening. Then when he ends, he raises up his voice. When he ends, and it's so wonderful. I've been in meetings where you see that far apart. They don't know themselves, but the Holy Ghost does it. This is how deep the Holy Ghost is. This is why the Bible calls it. It is a mystery. And I'm talking to you about the mystery of speaking in tongues. The things you deal with, where you go to, the places you enter, deep places you enter when you are in tongues. You enter places your physical body couldn't have gone. In fact, people will not permit you to come there because they think that you are not fit to be there. But when you are in tongues, ayaka, you go there. Amen. When we are in tongues, we'll go to the presidency and decide. Oh yeah, Christians must be in tongues. I'm telling you, we have to be in tongues. Because Joe Biden has started his things. And we have to pray seriously. How many of you know that they have just opened an office for gays? They have just put it up and it's in papers. And they are saying, and Joe Biden says, hey, they won't give aid and visa matter to countries which are, take your country, won't come. Which will stop you from coming. We will sack your ambassador to go and we'll close the place. Tit for tat. I like Nigerians for this. If you take their chair, they will take two of your chairs. Ghanaians, sometimes we are too, but we have to pray. We have to pray. They can't come and dominate us. We have to pray. And we have to take decisions. Pray and take decisions in the Jubilee House. Because sometimes our presidents won't see the things we see. We need to pray for the Spirit to give us some accurate missiles that will go there and stop them from doing anything they want to do that will not benefit our nation. Because whenever it comes to aid and money, African presidents are very susceptible. They will do anything. So we just pray that our president and his team will not go and koto for these kind of things. Go and koto for things like this. But believers, I'm only telling you, our prayer can enter places. Our prayer can enter places. Our prayer can enter places. And so when you pray in tongues, one of the things that it does seriously is where God carries you into. Where God carries you into. Let me read 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and 15 and connect it to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. My spirit prays. Your spirit is linked up with the Holy Ghost praying. This is how intense praying in the Holy Ghost is. And that's how come the revelation comes. So when we read, it says, the Holy Ghost makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. So the Holy Ghost is praying. But my spirit prays. The reason being, the Holy Ghost and your spirit are connected. One of the best ways to nurture your spirit's connection with the Holy Ghost is to learn to pray deeply in tongues. And I use the word deeply. Some of us pray lightly in tongues. You see, this kind of prayer you are praying and your mind is roaming. It's a light prayer. In fact, tongue praying has become a lazy way by which Christians just live their life. But allow your whole heart and spirit to be in what you are doing. Though you are not understanding it, but my spirit prays. You don't understand it, yes, but your spirit prays. What is it then? I will pray with my spirit. I will pray with my understanding also. Now, this is where the connection is. You know, when he mentioned this in context, it means we should learn to speak in English and do that. But all he's saying is that you don't divide the two. You cannot say, me, I pray only in my spirit, with my spirit. Now, I was just telling you, when you are praying in tongues, before you realize, the link can come. And before you realize, you are speaking in English. And you are speaking in some dialect which you know. Why? There is a connection. And many times, 80% sometimes, what you are praying about is the revelation you are catching. I will pray in tongues. I'll pray with my spirit. And I'll pray with my understanding also. I will sing with my understanding. And I will sing with my spirit. We sing in the spirit. We sing in the spirit. When you are growing in the things of God and your spirit is growing, you can sing in tongues. Amen. How many of you have heard this prayer by dancing? How many of you have heard it? Ki yadush kalamba yandi. Ki yadush kalamba yandi. You alone are worthy of our praise. You alone are worthy of praise. Ki yadush kalamba yandi. And it's a song. He calls it song of angels. He dreamt and he was entering a crowd and he met angels. And all the songs were singing were Ke Yadosh Kalamba Yandi. Ke Yadosh Kalamba Yandi. So he wrote it down. And then he will hear another group shout, you alone are worthy of praise. That's the meaning. And he wrote it up. And you know, and so where tongues carry you to? So this is the language of angels he heard. That's why he calls it songs of angels. And it's a powerful prayer song. When you pray, you put that song on, it charges you into prayer. What I want you to understand is that this thing called praying in tongues is a great thing God has put in our mouth. And if you want to dominate your world, pick it up. Don't allow anything. Be serious about it. Be deep. Listen, Christians, stop that lazy way of lying down and be dozing and be. What kind of thing is that? It is not benefiting you. It's not blessing you. It's like a policeman who has a weapon and he has cocked it and he's sitting down and he's sleeping. You remember the two policemen they killed on Sunyan Road? They were taking care of a bank. So, one of the guns, this is what I'm saying, no matter. The The guy got there and shot the two of them and took the arm. He didn't even need anything there. He was just taking the guns to go somewhere. Shot the two of them and took it. So Christians, stop that kind of praying. We are using praying in tongues to do all kinds of lazy things. Also, sometimes when I see people praying in tongues, I wonder why. What the weapon you there, bro? The one that is serious is the one who is sleeping. And praying, then he will sleep more and shout. All night, need to be anymore. And I say, hey, yeah, kata. But we just thank God for praying in tongues. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? And I've just explained some few things here to let you understand. Don't get confused when you read those things in the Bible. But just keep yourself praying. It is power in your mouth. And it does a lot of things. In the spirit realm, it does a lot of things. It will cause you to dominate your area. And God bar it. But one of the things I'm believing God that you will understand is that you will build up yourself so much in praying in tongues that your spirit will be so linked with the Holy Ghost that you can receive revelation. It comes like that. Revelation comes like that. Receive it. As you are praying, God will reveal things to you. Amen. Stand on your feet. Yeah, let's lift up our voice and begin to speak. Speak in tongues, somebody. Kabarabaria nariya ribudebaria. Ile manaria deria marododo neria. I will sing in the spirit and I will pray. Rikataya maneria. Maria nalabaru kondereria kaleria. Biorebondereberia rabanurubarikiti barabala. Yesu le morea barakatamani. We give you the glory, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We praise your majesty. You alone are worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. You are God Almighty. You deserve all glory. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands unto him, every one of you. Glory. My God, I give you the glory, I give you the honor. Alleluia, Maruja, be a Roko de Barabaria, de Carama, Candiri, Vivarakarama, Gosseria, de Barabaduria. We love you, Lord, we love you, Lord, we love you, Lord. We live in Miniamarote, de Veria, living in Garadua. Oh, Shaba, Baba, 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 Basho teke basho ke tukulu. O Dani o Fife Yesu Dani o Fife O Dani o O Fife
Just lift up your two hands and bless the name of the Lord. Somebody just bless him. He's worthy of our worship. He's worthy of our praise. Glorify your name. We glorify your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Alelele mama rote kaseleria. Ilenlandeleria leboroko teleria. Salabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabal Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you be quiet for a moment? Just be quiet. Be quiet for a moment. Just be in His presence. That's one area we don't know. But there are times when that quiet moment is all you need. Father, bless your people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, we give you praise. We honor you. What a privilege that we human on earth will be so touched by your spirit and empowered by your spirit to lift up our voices and to speak and to pray and yet enter into dimensions unknown to us and dominate our world. We just bless you and honor you. Thank you for such a privilege to us. We ask, Lord God Almighty, that we will grow in this groaning of the Spirit. We will grow in it, Lord. And the Lord, revelation shall be released into our spirit man. Revelations upon revelations. That the mystery of speaking in tongues will become very powerful in our midst. We give you all the glory and the honor. Thank you, Father. We bless you for tonight and your teaching. Let it settle in our hearts that, Lord, you are always ready to give us a mouth and a wisdom that our enemy shall not gainsay. That we will prevail over everything that is of the enemy. Thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Can I hear you shout a big amen? Oh, come on, put your hands together for the Lord. How many of you enjoyed this teaching? Amen. We thank God for every life, every one of you. We just want to do our offering. Only do we fill forms in the night? Yeah, so I think the forms are there. So just fill it. Have you filled your forms?
Yes.
From trouble, fill why? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Today is the 17th. Give it.
All these things we keep talking about, tongues and our mouth, is because God has given us the victory.
Speaking in tongues, very important. If our time had not gone, I would have given you some few testimonies. But another time. We want to remind us Sunday, Shufa Assembly at 7 a.m. to 8:30, and the main service shall be at 9 a.m. to 11. So keep the times open and then be here on time. Amen. All right, let's take our confession. One to go. In 2021, I am exploding with the power of the Holy Ghost to be a witness for Jesus Christ in my family, in my church, in the body of Christ, and in the world. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Remain blessed.